Hello there, newbies. We are Chinese Pod. We're bringing you lessons in spoken Mandarin all the way from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
I'm Jenny. Very happy to be here.
Yes, indeed. Now, we have an interesting lesson, I hope, today about basically, it's more at the level of pleasantries.
Yeah, and basic greetings.
Greetings and exchanges like that. Culturally, this changes from place to place.
Yes. What phrases you use.
The phrases you use.
Now, what aspects of life you ask
indeed.
To show your concern to greet.
Now, there's two things about it that I would observe in this context about Chinese culture and Chinese language. The first is there's a penchant for stating what I would say the obvious.
Right? What do you mean, Ken?
Well, you know, it's raining outside and you're running out along the street with someone. Oh, it's raining. It's like, yeah.
I can feel it.
Yeah, I can see it. But that is, you know, social. This is sort of the social linguistic part of it. Is really, it's just a way to... You know, no silence, you know, keep bonding,
conversation,
keep talking.
Yeah.
So there's interesting ways, and it varies from culture to culture. And there's something here in common, I think, with Thailand and experiences that I've had in other countries that were overlapped. We can look at that later. But basically, it's a way to bond and, you know, greet people and so on.
Yes.
Now, so we're going to have a dialogue, and we're going to hear it three times, and then we're going to do the usual.
你好，你去哪儿？
我去公司，你呢？
我去学校。Second
time
你好，你好，你去哪儿？
我去公司，你呢？
我去学校。
Third time.
你好，你好，你去哪儿？
我去公司，你呢？
我去学校。
Very useful and culturally fascinating greetings.
I think so.
Let's translate.
Yeah.
你好.
Hello.
你好.
Hi.
你好. 你好. 你去哪儿?
Hello, where are you going?
你好,你去哪儿?
Hi, where are you going?
你好,你去哪儿? 我去公司,你呢?
I'm going to the office, how about you?
我去公司,你呢?
I'm going to work, how about you?
我去公司,你呢? 我去学校
I'm going to the school
我去学校
I'm going to the school.
我去学校.
Okay, now, again, I think the context here is open to some interpretation. And I don't know who exactly this could be saying to.
Between a student and a 9-to-5 office.
It could be. It could be like a high school kid talking to, I don't know,
or maybe
a teacher.
Yes, who is going to school to teach.
Yes.
Or between two friends who's going to graduate school and the other one is working.
Yes, possible, right.
But let's not get bogged down on this.
Indeed, indeed. So it would work in many contexts. But I do think it helps in order to remember dialogues and specifics.
Yes.
It's always good to have it in a sort of story context. Well, let's look at it in a little bit more detail and see. Let's see what emerges from it anyway. So the basic greeting obviously is...
你好,你好.
Now, a word of warning, not a major thing, but 你好 is much, much more common than...
你好吗?你好吗?
You'll see in all the textbooks, 你好吗? But I don't...
Which is a very Anglo-Saxon English perspective on Chinese learning. How are you?
Yes.
你好吗?
Yeah. People don't actually say that. They just say 你好. Very good.
Well, it happens... Both ways, a lot of the Chinese curriculum we see take it from a very Chinese point of view, and it doesn't work well either.
Oh, no, I mean, Chinese-produced English language textbooks can be quite funny at times, the sort of the anachronisms and stuff that they use.
Even Chinese-produced Chinese learning material. Right?
Yeah, so what we try to do here is bring the real spoken language, the real stuff, Anyway, so you're far more likely to hear
你好,你好
and less likely to hear
你好吗?你好吗?
And that's just the way it is. Now, here's a question. Where are you going?
你去哪儿?你去哪儿?
Now, we have the pronoun
你 你
And it's the same 你 as in 你好、
嗯
right. And the verb to go is
去 That's a fourth tone
去 right. And where
哪儿你去哪儿
Where are you going?
你去哪儿 Yes
Okay
Well, actually, this functions as a greeting in Chinese culture.
Yes. Now, this is the interesting thing.
Yeah.
In English, where are you going isn't a greeting. It wouldn't be regarded as a greeting.
It's a precise question.
It's a question. You'd be expected... In English, the purpose there would be, the sort of pragmatic purpose would be to gain information.
Yeah.
I need to know where you're going for some reason or other. But in Chinese, it doesn't. It's a way of...
Saying hello.
Of saying
hi,
something.
Bonding.
Yeah, bonding, of course, right? So, 你去哪儿? Now, there are contexts and you can figure it out for yourself
yes.
where somebody will want to know. But it's here it's a greeting. And I noticed that in places like Thailand as well, people say it all the time, even strangers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're walking somewhere in a small village or something like that and the people say, oh, mister, where are you going? It's like... What's going
to do with you? But that's like hello
in
our culture.
Indeed. Right? Mm. Yeah. Now, in Chinese as well, they have lots of other ways of doing it. Like, have you had lunch? Have you eaten? That's a big one.
Right? 你吃了吗?
Yeah.
Have you also had? A popular greeting.
Yes, so it's a greeting. And you're not expected to answer in any great detail. You know,
no.
You can just respond, nod,
yes.
say hi, yeah, whatever.
You can take liberty. You can give an answer, a clear, honest answer, or just like Ken said, being quite vague.
Yes.
Totally acceptable.
Yes. Indeed. So, 你去哪儿? Where are you going? Now, in this case, they did exchange information.
我去公司,你呢? 我去公司,你呢?
Now, notice here we have the 去 again, the verb to go.
Yes.
我去, I'm going. Now, where in this case is...
Is he going?
Yes.
公司. To first tones.
To first tones, and that means...
The company.
Yeah. As in commercial company.
Yes.
Yeah.
In English, company more or less means an abstract entity, right?
Yes, yes.
So you're more likely to say, I'm going to the office.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, or I'm going to work. And I kind of translated it in both of those ways.
Work.
But 公司 doesn't mean office, it means company. But the company is regarded as almost like a concrete kind of thing in Chinese.
Yeah.
我去公司, I'm going to the company.
Yes.
And how about you?
你呢? Nice and simple.
Yeah. Now, just again, though, to look at this now, 我去公司, two first tones.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything about those characters you want to remark, Jenny?
公 means public.
Public.
Yeah. So in some ways, a lot of companies are public and have, social responsibility.
Yeah, not family as such. 公司, a useful word, 公, you'll see it in lots of other contexts.
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, the other person here is not going to the 公司.
He goes to 学校. 我去学校.
学校. Meaning?
School.
School.
Second and fourth tone.
Second and fourth tone.
学校.
学校
Yes.
Now, the 学, second tone, is an interesting word. It means basically...
To study. Yeah, to learn. 学校
And the 校 indicates the school.
Yes.
There you go. 学校 meaning school. Do you talk about a university as a 学校 or not?
You could. Even though there's a more precise word meaning university.
Yeah, but so if somebody said 我去学校, could that mean...
Anywhere between primary school to university.
Okay, there you go.
As long as it's a place that you go to study.
Yes, indeed. Mm. There you go. Interesting. Let's listen to that three more times.
Okay.
你好。你去哪儿？我去公司。你呢？
我去学校。Second
time.
你好。你去哪儿? 我去公司。你呢?
我去学校。Third
time.
你好。
你好,你去哪儿?
我去公司,你呢?
我去学校。
All right, so culturally, you know, asking someone where they're going is quite acceptable way to engage. You know,
to say hello.
To say hello, indeed. Yeah. That's, I think, the key to all of this stuff is going to ChinesePod, I believe, and exploring the language and the patterns and looking to see how these phrases and expressions work in different contexts and so on. That's the key. Learning through connecting ideas and knowledge and so on.
Yes.
Anyway, so please do that if you have time. However, in the meantime, now we will be back tomorrow, of course.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, miss, I think it's time for us to say
再见.
If the Beijing Olympics had a category for awesome, we'd place at least in the top 5. Mandarin, your terms. ChinesePod.